episode 1838, The Sweet Danger of Sugar.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing so far this week? I really pray that you are having a blessed week, and I hope that you are beginning to really settle in to this incredible year that God has in store for you. Yes, it's 2020. Today is Wellness Wednesday. Are you ready to talk about the sweet danger of sugar? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, did you know a healthy lifestyle can be traumatic for many? No matter who you speak with, there is always something off limits, including sugar. But how many know the sweet danger of sugar? All of us do. It's not a secret, and it's really talked about often. Sugar carries a bittersweet reputation. We all know that less is more, but we still enjoy it a little too much. So instead of beating around the bush, let's talk about the sweet danger of sugar. Sugar affects every area of your life. Let's go through some of them. Your brain, your mood, your teeth, your joints, your skin, your liver and pancreas and kidneys and heart. It affects your body weight, and it even affects your sexual health. Let's see, what did I leave out? Oh, wait, that means it affects you. And if it affects you, that means it affects the people that you love and care for around you. And it extends beyond that, right? Because it extends beyond whom they touch and the world that you touch beyond just the ones that you love. Now, as much as that seems not so over the top, let's put it into real life. Let's talk about me here for a minute. When I was going through my tornado, there were a lot of things I discovered along the way. Now, we're not going to go into from birth all the way till now because my body has been through a lot and I've had to put a lot of pieces of the puzzle together over years and years, and I am still working through some of them. I'm not going to sit here and say my life is perfect. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that my health is exactly where I want it to be. Oh, no, it's not. I am a work in progress. I call myself a kid under construction all the time because that's what I am. And I'm trying to get better and to be better with my body. But in all of this, I discovered a lot along the way when the tornado hit. And what I mean by that, if you're new and you haven't heard my story, my husband came to me and said, I've fallen out of love. And that's where basically my life fell apart. Now, let's know the happy ending. We reconciled and we've been married now for 26 years, going on 27 years. It's incredible. And in fact, we're coming up being together 30 years. It's crazy how long we've been together. That's from starting of dating. Anyway, okay, long story short, let's get back to the sugar, right? That's what we're here to talk about. Well, when I started really dissecting my life at that moment, I took all these pieces that were like, okay, well, I get this, and then there's this over here, and then, oh, wait, there's that. And I started to formulate, and I would see patterns. And these patterns created this, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And a lot of it led back to sugar. I gotta tell you, I love sugar. Oh yes, but it hates me. It totally affects my whole being, my entire being. It's not just a weight issue, it's a life issue. So when I shared with you a moment ago that sugar affects every area of your life, your brain, your mood, your teeth, your joints. Okay, so let me just give you a few highlights because we could be here for days talking about all the specifics. But I want to give you some highlights. Now, understand this. This is what I love about the AIM Academy coming up. Yes, you want to stay tuned here on the podcast. And also, if you already subscribed to the letter, the newsletter, then you will get it there, the information of when it's going to launch. I'm so excited. We're just a few blinks away, which is even more exciting and nerve-wracking for me personally, because I want to bring the best to you. But you see, when we're talking about stuff like this, it's hard for me to give you the entire story because it's a one-way communication. You can't ask me questions and I can't respond to them. And we all live a very unique life. And so there are a lot of ifs and, well, you know, what if I did this? And wait, I'm doing this now. And then when I see this, right? Life is just so kind of like, well, what? It's a juggling act. There are a lot of things. We've got a lot of balls in the air, a lot of moving parts. And so the AIM Academy is going to give you that opportunity to come in with a community of women that say, you know what? I know I want to go out and impact the world, but I know I need to take care of myself first. And then I want to learn to do other things. And so the AIM Academy is just the beginning. And a part of the AIM Academy is going to be Project Impact. And that's our health and wellness area. And so if you're like, oh my gosh, this is so for me, then you definitely want to stay tuned. All right. Okay. Enough about that. So I want to tell you how this has personally affected me. When I look at sugar, and I went back and really, you know, was dissecting what was going on, my whole life was turned upside down. I connected sugar to absolutely everything. I connected it to my mood. When I was agitated or angry, when I would get frustrated, my brain, there would be times that I'm like, okay, now what was that? Like kind of a foggy moment, but then it was more of, weren't you just there? You should already know that. Partly maybe it was because of sleep, but my sleep I know was impaired because of sugar. Now I am a crazy, sleepy, weird person because I don't need a lot of sleep. Yet now as I get older, my body is finding that I do, and I'm finding that when I eat exactly what my body needs in the portions that it needs to have of it, whatever it is that I'm putting in my body, then that's where I find balance chemically within my body. Now that's a lot. That's a mouthful, right? It also affected my joints. I would notice that I would be so sore and I'm like, well, I didn't work out. This is before I was losing weight, right? I'm like, why am I sore? You know, I'm not lifting anything except children, lots of them, going up and down stairs like crazy. But I wasn't like lifting 15, 20 pound dumbbells every other day, working my biceps and my triceps and my hamstrings and, you know, doing my walking lunges, none of that. And I would wake up sore. Like I'd run a marathon or something. I was just walking all day, not even getting in 10,000 steps, even though I felt like I had gotten in 30,000 steps. That's how awful I felt. Tired, rugged. Now, yes, I would only get on average 4 hours of sleep. So that wasn't helping. But you got to understand, I was putting all these pieces of the puzzle together. My skin was irritated and red. Now, my liver, I can't say I really looked at my liver, but I can tell you this. Before my tornado happened, I had my gallbladder removed. Now, I won't go into all the details because there's a lot of details with that that happened within 28 days. It was very nerve-wracking. I was in absolute utter pain. I'm telling you, giving birth was easier than what I went through when it came to my gallstones and my emergency ERCP. So, like I said, there's a lot there. But I'm telling you all of this to say sugar affects all areas of your body. My body was groggy. My mind was foggy. My skin was irritated and red. My weight was over the top. This is how I was living my life. the sweet danger of sugar. However, when I removed sugar completely from my diet, everything changed. And I'm sure you're thinking, what does she mean by completely? I mean completely. I no longer was eating processed foods. No. If God did not make it, it did not go in my mouth. And the stuff that was the real foods that God had made, I was very, very careful about how much of it I ate. So believe it or not, I can actually overeat fruit. I know it's weird. If you're one who can metabolize sugar well and you don't have an issue with it, then that is awesome. I celebrate you. But for me, sugar is a drug. And it's an addictive drug. And no one talks about it. Why? Because everybody out there in the world that's trying to sell something to you that requires you to put it in their mouth involves what? Sugar. So when I started making major changes, I took sugar completely out of my diet. I couldn't have it. And to this day, I cannot have that much sugar. Can anybody explain it? No. I haven't been to one doctor that says, yep, this is the issue. They look at me like I'm crazy. They look at my lab work and they're like, you're normal. I'm like, oh, I am so not normal. You don't understand. And they would call me normal before I took sugar out of my diet. And when I took sugar out of my diet, they still called me normal. Now, there's a problem with that. When I know all of this stuff was not me being crazy, it truly happened. If you talk to people closest to me who knew me, they would say, oh yeah, we could see a difference. Now understand this. I could go out to a stranger or to my good friends and they would never know anything was happening. Why? Because I put on a good front. Oh, I was so nice and so helpful. But I got behind the safety of my four walls of my home, and it was a different story. I was tired. I was crabby. Oh, if the telephone rang and it was my girlfriend, oh, I would talk and I'd be oh so bubbly. But then I'd get off the phone, and then my daughter might come up and ask me to do something. I'm like, seriously? You're asking me to do that? You're perfectly capable of doing that. And I would have this bite to my tone. That wasn't needed. So we really have to look at what we're putting into our bodies, especially since it's so readily available. I removed sugar completely from my diet. Am I telling you to? No, but I am wanting you to listen to what I saw as truth. Because you see here, the other side of the story is that I got really healthy and then I started playing and doing experiments on myself. Oh yes, I was healthy. And then I said, okay, I'm going to try and add in some stuff. So I would eat cereal or I would eat spaghetti. Like, yeah, believe it or not, I can't have spaghetti because within 20 minutes, I'm already tired. It slows me down. And no, it has nothing to do with the sugar crash. Yes, it's part of it. But my body is like, oh man, you can't handle this. And then guess what? I'm hungry. I could have eaten, I don't know, maybe a quarter pound of pasta. That's not a whole lot. It's a good amount. But then I'd still be hungry less than an hour later. Something was wrong. And so I would do these experiments on my own body. I would eat gluten-free for a while. Not just staying away from things, but eat things that say, oh, it's gluten-free, you can have it. Have you ever looked at the labels on gluten-free stuff? Yeah, go to carbohydrates. That's what you call sugars. You will be amazed at how much sugar is in gluten-free processed food. I want to challenge you to be brave. You don't need sugar. You may want it, but you don't need it. What you need is to reduce your sugar intake. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Reduce your sugar intake. According to the American Heart Association, the maximum amount of sugars you should eat in a day of added sugars are this. Now, this is going to amaze you, so listen carefully. For men, it's 150 calories per day. That's approximately, basically, 9 teaspoons. So think of 9 sugar cubes. You know, those old-fashioned sugar cubes. Maybe you've used them a few, like, 20 years ago. But sugar cubes, think about 9 of them, okay? For women, it's 100 calories per day. That's 6 teaspoons of sugar. Do you know what we normally take in? 12.5 teaspoons or more. There have been some studies that show 24 teaspoons. That's crazy. That's way too much. Way too much. Now, let's understand this in real life, because you're probably like, okay, a sugar cube, okay, it's about this size. Well, what does that really mean? Think of a can of soda. That's 140 calories come from sugar in one can of soda, your 12-ounce can of soda. That's a lot. That's okay. That's it, man. If you have drank that, men, you're done with your sugar for the day. Now think about a Snickers bar, the regular size, not the king size, not the Jumbo Mambo, whatever it is. No, just the regular old-fashioned Snickers bar. It contains 122 calories from sugar. Do you see we have a problem here? That afternoon crash that you go and you grab that Snickers bar. Oh yeah, you know those commercials. When you're hangry, you just need something, you grab your Snickers bar and you're all better. No, Snickers is not at all sponsoring this episode. Maybe they should. But oddly enough, right, we go and grab that stuff, and most of that stuff that we grab is junk. And our body's going, what do you want me to do with this? And you wonder why you crash 30 minutes later, why you're tired when you get home, because you're not feeding your body what it needs. Remember, your body, inside your body, it's a chemical reaction. It sees things based on a chemical reaction. So you've got to know what you're putting in your body and how you can utilize the best fuel for your body when it comes to nutrition. So what can you do to reduce your sugar intake? I know there's a lot here to take in, but I really just wanted you to understand and get a glimpse, because we kind of gloss over the sugar thing. We talk about it and then we kind of what? Dust bunnies under the bed, right? Or I should say sugar dust under the bed. No, we can't do that any longer. Because here, at least I know in the United States, our obesity rate is ridiculously high. Why? Because we have so many things where all we have to do is run in and grab something and we've got exactly what we want. Hey, I get it. The temptation is real. I know. Sugar is addictive. When I start eating something, my taste buds kick in, and I'm telling you, they manufacture those foods for what? For you to become addictive. And what is that addictive ingredient in there? It's the chemicals that they put all together that also involves what? Sugar. And your body says, wait a minute, I haven't been fed. I still feel empty. And I don't feel good. I need to feel better. I think I felt better about, 12 minutes ago. I need exactly what I had then, and you crave for more. You've got to reduce your sugar intake. What does that look like? Number one, consume real foods. The most basic of basic. We know this, but I want you to understand it. No more processed stuff, or at least much less of it. I know there are some late nights and you've got to have some grab-tos and go-tos. I get that, right? We all have it. But if that is your everyday activity and you wonder why you've put on 20 pounds in a season, maybe you need to look at your sugar intake. Yes, some people would say, well, isn't that kind of like what I'm eating? Yes, but some people may say, but I'm eating gluten-free and that's good for me. Yeah, huh. Look at what's in what you're eating that says it's gluten-free. I want you to consume real foods. Eat more vegetables and fruits. And I would encourage you to eat your fruits earlier in your day and then eat your vegetables throughout your entire day. And why do you think I want you to eat your fruits earlier in the day? Sugar. You want to be able to utilize those sugars earlier rather than later. You don't want them stored. You don't want them going somewhere else. You want your body to say, okay, she's up and ready and she's moving and grooving, and I am now ready to make sure I utilize these sugars that were just put into me. And yes, it's real, right? But for me personally, I can tell you right here that I can overeat on fruit. And that is ridiculous. I know. I get it. You're probably shaking your head going, yeah, I don't believe her. Yeah, I didn't believe me either initially. And then I started putting all the pieces to the puzzles together. And I'm like, holy cow, this overlaps here and that overlaps there. And man, when I see this, now I know. And I can eat fruit that's so sweet and juicy. Like literally it tastes like I am eating sugar. To the point where I crave even more fruits. That's how addictive it is for me. And my body says, I want more. Now it's real, right? It's real. And it's good for me, but I still can overeat it. So that's why I say, eat your fruits at the beginning of your day and then eat your vegetables throughout your entire day. So consume real foods. And real is meant by what? If God made it, you can eat it. But again, that's just a starting point, right? That's the starting line. That's not the finish line. Number two, read the labels. Know what you're eating. Don't just look at the advertisements or wording on the front of the package. Read the ingredients and know your food. Be an informed consumer. That gluten-free stuff on the outside, oh yeah, that sounds great. And I know, I was like, oh, gluten-free chips and gluten-free brownies and gluten-free whatever. Man, I am all for it. I'm like, dive in. And I don't even have celiac disease, to my knowledge, because I have not officially been tested for it, because that's one thing I do not want to put my body through, as in going into a full, basically, attack. And I know enough that I definitely have a sensitivity to gluten. But do I know, have I been diagnosed with celiac? No, I have not been. But I'm very, very careful. So I just don't do gluten, period. I just stay away from it. And you know what? My body responds so much better. I eat something with gluten and I can tell a difference. I can tell a difference in the way my body physically feels. How my mind becomes tired and weary very quickly. I'm like, okay, I don't need this. It doesn't work for me. But you've got to read those labels. Because like I said earlier, that gluten-free stuff, look how much sugar is in there. You will be amazed. And it sounds great. It's wonderful. But you wonder why you're not doing your body really any good when you're thinking, oh, I'm eating gluten-free and all of this. Yeah, if you're eating it as a snack, like literally the serving size that they says, but all of us ignore the serving size. Let's get real. We do. We eat 2 to 3 times the serving size. So read the labels. And finally, number three, listen to your body. This is the most monumental thing you can do when it comes to your health, is really understanding your body. I can eat food and within 5 minutes, I can tell you whether or not it's good for me. I know by the sound that my stomach will make. I know how I feel because I am that in tune with my body. Now, honestly, sometimes that makes me really, really mad because I just want to enjoy a big, huge Snickers cheesecake and root beer float. Okay, maybe not at the same time. That's way too much. Even I wouldn't go there. But I love that kind of stuff. Or my chocolate ice cream. Homemade, yummy, gooey with extra chocolate chips on top. And maybe if I'm going to splurge, a few strawberries too, because they're just yummy, strawberries and chocolate. All of that is awesome. But my body says, you can't do that. And I have to be so careful that I can't even do it like every other, right? I have children, you know, five of them. And we have four of their five birthdays all fall in the fall. So it's the September, October, November, and December. I've got them all lined up. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I get to party every single few weeks. My body says, oh, Christy Ann, you cannot do that. It is not good. You can't handle it. But you see, I've had to learn by lots and lots and lots of trial and error. And I've learned how to put these pieces of the puzzle together so I can help other people so they don't have to go through the craziness that I have gone through. Listen to your body. Your body doesn't lie. If you eat something and you get tired immediately, something's not right. Something's not sitting right. You may have loved it, but your body's like chemically going, well, it's a little off here. I wish I could shout. Okay, I'm going to gurgle a little bit. I mean, if you eat something and you have to go reach for the Tums, something's wrong. I mean, I'm being straight up honest with you. We should not be eating stuff to where we are spending more money on antacids than we are our food. There's a problem there. Let's get real. Sugar doesn't have to be the bad guy, but we have made it so because it's now readily available. We don't have to work hard to make it or consume it. A dollar here, a dollar there, buy sugar everywhere. It's right there. You go into any store and there's sugar all over. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to get it. Now, there are two things I want you to take away from today. I know I've thrown a lot at you, and you're probably like, Christine, you just keep rambling. This sugar thing is a personal thing for me. It really is. It's so personal that I want others to be more aware of it, as aware or more so than I am, because I believe it is truly a culprit to what is happening in our health and wellness, our entire well-being. But a lot of us sit there and say, but I don't want to take away this. I get that. I know. You're talking to a woman who loves, 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 loves food, all kinds. I don't care if it's sweet. I don't care if it's savory. I don't care if it's spicy. I love it all. But my body says, you can't have it. You weren't made for all of it. And I've had to learn to accept that. And I've had to learn to work with my body. Because you see, what happens if I don't learn to work with my body? Yeah, that whole inflammation, cardiac disease, all that other stuff that comes along, not so good for me. Long term. If I want to be an amazing mom, an amazing grandma, an incredible great grandma, I mean, come on. I'm looking to the future here. I've got to take care of this one body, this one mind that God gave me. So, two things I want you to take away from today. Number one, less is more. If you can handle sugar, great. I would encourage you still though, regardless if you can handle it or not, whatever end of the spectrum you're on, I want you to look at how much sugar. Take one day, pick a day, pick a weekend, pick one day of the week. And I just want you to write down how much sugar you are taking. Now, understand this. When you're doing that, I want you to put down the carbohydrates, not the little one that says sugars, because the carbohydrates are the entire. And I want you to put the entire. These little sugars down here that they put down kind of, and they try to subtract it out to make you think that, oh, you're eating healthier when you really are not, I want you to look at the total carbohydrates. That's the number I want you to work with. Now, I know there will be some people out there that will argue with me. I will argue with them until I'm blue in the face because I know how my body reacts. Now, understand, it's not everybody's body, but that's why you have to look at the total amount so you can understand the true effect of your body and what sugar does to it. Just keep track of it one day, and see how much sugar you take in. You'll be amazed. I mean, you may actually freak out. Less is more. And number two, learn how your body reacts to sugar. Pay attention. Pay attention when you eat vegetables and you have a great salad and a solid protein. Maybe a slice of bread, okay, is your dinner or lunch, versus when you have a snack or another dinner full of pasta and marinara sauce, and then you have breadsticks, and then on top of that, maybe you have, I don't know, some cheesecake. Sounds great to me. I can't eat any of it, but it sounds wonderful. Make note of how your body responds. If there isn't any difference, then awesome. Maybe you're okay. Maybe sugar works well with your body. But if you're like, gosh, now that I'm thinking about it, I notice that when I talk, maybe I don't enunciate as well as what I normally would. Or my tone changes a little bit. I have a bite to it. I'm a little more agitated with the children. Like, they'll come and ask me something simple, and I'm like, oh, why are you on my nerves? Why are you even here? Maybe you're not saying it, but it's something that crosses your mind. And you're like, oh, stop here. Wait, take a break. Let's rethink this. And then you start speaking again. Learn how your body reacts to sugar. Maybe you have that afternoon lull. When you go out for that afternoon lull and you're going to go grab your favorite coffee at your favorite coffee shop, what happens about 20 to 45 minutes after you've drank that whole thing? Yeah, you look to see how much sugar is in that. And then what do you reach for? Maybe you're like, oh, but I really eat healthy and I've got my protein bars and I've got my, you know, my nutrition drinks and all of that. Yeah, look at your ingredients, read the labels, and look at your sugar intake. See what's actually in those. They may even say, oh, you know, no sugar. It's fine. Or only 3 carbs of sugar. Only 3 sugars. And you look at it and the total carbs are 56. And you're like, oh, there's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem because it's all considered sugar. Your body, chemical reaction, remember? It says, oh my gosh, all this sugar. Ah, it doesn't know what to do. Now, if it doesn't affect you, that's fabulous. Then maybe you're one of those less than half majority of the average that can handle it. But the other ones that are struggling, you've got to know that you're not forgotten. But you have to begin to learn to understand how your body reacts to sugar. Now, I've been talking a long time. Number one, because I love you and I think you are awesome. But I also know how important you are to this world. And if you do not take care of the one body you have been given, you cannot go out and impact the world that you touch. And ultimately, you've got a lot of loved ones to care for. You've got to be your best selfie, always. So it starts today. Pay attention. Look at what you're eating. Maybe you've never taken the time to read the labels. Look at them. Let's see what it is. And guess what? When you come in the AIM Academy, oh yeah, we get to dive even deeper. I pray that you have an absolutely beautiful week. And remember, the sweetest thing in life is you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.